Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Well, I might have thought it is, but your great-grandfather and his wife who passed away in Calgary, they had the first house.
Oh, they lived in Calgary?
What's that?
They actually lived in Calgary at one time?
Oh, yes. I'm just telling you. They had the first house, the only house, southwest of 14th Street and 17th Avenue. It's up the hill, and it's called Bank Street, but there's a dip. And down at the bottom of that dip, there was a two-story greenhouse. It was there for years. Dad used to drive us by. Oh, that's where I was brought up.
Holy shit, because that's like downtown now.
That's the first I heard of that, too. That's the first I heard of that. Nobody ever showed me that house.
And then, I never saw it, but your grandmother, other grandmother, and her husband was a bricklayer, but I met him. But anyway, they had the farthest west, southwest house in Calgary on the edge of the Indian Reserve.
Well, time to change. Time might change a lot faster. By the way, it's really getting interesting on this 5-minute solar news in the morning. The guy's brilliant. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but he just can think, right? And he's making fools out of the world's top scientists every day. It's just hilarious. So the next thing, though, is this whole thing about Mayan
prophecies or something?
Well, they said December 21st, 2012. Okay, that's when it's going
to
happen.
Well, something was supposed to happen in 2000, too.
According to Y2K. The Mayan. That's a, no,
you know,
not Y2K.
No, according to the Mayan calendar, though, I thought.
But 2012 was the big one.
Oh, okay.
And so it didn't happen. Everybody says, well, the calendar's no good, right? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, you're talking about 23 to 26,000 year period. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't arrive on the exact day in one of our years. And you're not thinking like, maybe this is like a span of 500 years, that's when it's going to happen. Nobody, even the guys that are into it, don't think about it. Only a few of them. I've got one or two books that have it in there. They didn't look at it like that, these precise dates. So very few people understood that. But now it's back with a vengeance. Now there's even a secret CIA report that's being dug out. Whoa! There's our aliens. We haven't got any alien reports yet. But it's like every 12,000 years. Mm. And well written through geology. And the last one was 12,000 years ago. Mm. So, you know, whether it happens or not this time, the Mayans were a lot better than essentially every one of our scientists up to today. They figured these things out and our guys still can't get it. And even now, the guys that talk about it are ridiculed and hated by the mainstream. Most of our scientists have no hope of ever coming up with stuff
you know
like this.
What do on the way? I want to stop at the secondhand bookstore.
So heart attacks were on the news yesterday.
As in how?
The first major detailed medical study. There's been a lot of medical health type studies showing the relationship between geomagnetics and the heart failure in humans. And now the one came through, it's a mechanistic study. But they don't know if that's really what happens or not, but at least it makes it a lot more plausible. Mm-hmm. But heart failure, that's one of the biggest variables there is. You know, I mean, you can control a lot of things like staying in shape and eating healthy and da-da-da and not have a genetic predisposition for heart failure, but it actually coincides extremely well with these things.
Well, number one killer in men and women now, so. Now that more women are in the workforce.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Boys, I'll tell you something else that hit me last night. kind of feel humbled when I'm doing some of these emails for the conference. But like in the UK, pretty well everybody I'm working with is Muslim. You know, all the top top guy in the conference is Muslim. The guys helping him are Muslim. There's a tons of other guys. There aren't very many speakers that are Muslim yet, but they're coming. But it's just like, there are no white guys. There are no English guys from England anymore. Or from Canada. There's none from Canada, except me. Well, there might be another guy, Trappenberg of Nova Scotia.
So what was the talk in Hasar about the election? Did you go to, you didn't go to coffee?
Well, I don't, you know, the funny thing is I don't really know, because the only people I really talk to are the guys at coffee, and they're old retired farmers and ranchers. So you're talking to a dead generation pretty well. All of us are too old. But, you know, they're farmers and ranchers, right? So there are farmers and ranchers that are totally pro political parties. But basically, if you piss away money stupidly, you're going to have a hard time getting the vote of these guys. And they don't like people lying to them. So kind of tells you right off the bat where the hurt lies. But I think they're resigned. Like, they're not active. They're too old now. And I think everybody's given up. Looks like the book on stock markets.
Certainly felt like that last night. Giving up.
Well, or like the book. Like, why do people think like that? All of a sudden, in the last 2 to 4 months, people are responding to me on economics, markets, and finance. And I know most people don't like that. But they're saying things they never said for 20 years. Even around 2008, they weren't afraid of saying it, right? They didn't say it until well after, when it was proven to be a bad thing, right? And why all of a sudden does everybody flip-flop their opinion? Because they didn't do any thinking. There's no news that supports it. It's all, I mean, no new news. I mean, this stuff's been there all along.
I told you no eggs, but I'll leave it there on the kit there, bud.
Thanks. So it's kind of hard figuring out. I'm starting to agree with some of these authors. We don't really think. Our attitudes are morphed by naturally occurring things. Because how else can you explain how the people vote and behave and think? And it doesn't make sense. Or maybe that's just me.
Well, it's never been any different.
But it's amazing how many guys I read now that do the Wall Street analysis, and they're all saying, in fact, there was something in the Calgary Herald today, I read that before I went into the medical clinic. Again, it's like, on Wall Street, we just don't make sense a lot of the things. We follow the herd. Guy's saying that in the financial side of the paper. Yeah, thanks, Mom.
More too.
You want some?
No, I can put it here. How about that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you want toast?
Yeah. Thank you.
Would you like some pickles?
No. Oh, well. You better convert over to learning how to be friends of the Liberal Party and go to Ottawa bearing gifts so we can get concessions. No sense being in the opposition.
Well, I went through this all my history. Well, even young, I was not active politically, but interested.
And by the way, you did see we made a mistake. We should have separated a long time ago. They said that at coffee and...
Or joined, like being part of the States.
That's why John Rudolph left.
Yeah.
Canada, he said, shit, the people are too stupid. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. But it's happening down there too, so.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that history study we did. Party comes apart after some time or another. It's a good ride, but then all of a sudden all your stupid ideas take over and strangle it.
Mm, it's is good bread.
Mm-hmm. So apparently I missed
that. Super scary, that one.
I missed the thing, but did you guys hear about a drinking straw that caused trouble with the Green Party? I read it this morning and thought, I would never attack, you know, Elizabeth May or any of those boneheads just for a drinking straw. I mean, that's being stupid, but apparently that's all we do now. But I don't like the paper drinking straws. I don't usually like using them anyways, except when I'm carrying a drink, I spill it, so. So have you seen any snow yet?
Oh yeah. I've been trying to mark in the snowfalls. So, I know when you guys got dumped, we were fine. I mean, what was it, 1-2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then Waterton, you know, that was the last weekend in September because that was the weekend of the wildlife festival, Waterton Wildlife Festival. They got the most. Mm-hmm. And we got nothing. We haven't had, like, let's put it this way, snow that stayed. Mm-hmm. And then, like, this morning it was all, no, not this morning, sorry, that would have been yesterday. It was all frosted. Because I remember thinking, Sunday morning, I should have put my car in the garage. Mm-hmm. It was either Sunday or Monday morning. I'm going to start putting it in the garage.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to scrape it.
Right, yeah. Well, thank you, Mom. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Bill just brought in all those.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's delicious. What? No, they're all good.
That's good.
I love the, actually, this, I'm going to start buying these.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
You know, all those tomatoes I started and nurtured, and I had like 13... tomato plants, beefsteak tomato plants, and put them out on the side plot. Nary a tomato, because it was a rotten year for tomatoes. They were late. Yeah, no, they were only like this big, and that's beefsteak.
Yeah.
And you kept hearing.
Even
my neighbor. If you go to the end of the block on the corner, yeah. There's a little white house. And that's a friend, mm-hmm. neighbor. And her front yard was like a farm.
Oh, really?
I mean, she was growing.
Everything.
Yeah. But, yeah, terrible tomatoes. She brought by some cucumbers. And then I had one zucchini plant that my landlady had given me. And I gave her a zucchini. It's funny because it's like she'd never had them. And I said, you know what? They're good raw. I like them raw. But the biggest they got was, yeah. That's probably the biggest zucchini I got. But it kept flowering, which is kind of pretty, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one zucchini plant, my sunflowers. You know, best sunflowers I've ever had. When I get back, I'll salt them, I guess. They're probably not that big. They're probably not even worth it, because they're probably... Yeah. I was doing this survey over Thanksgiving, and it was like just when I went to work, and you have like 20 parents there. 20 kids. So I'm asking everybody, do you like pumpkin pie? And the census was like 95% of people like pumpkin pie. There were only about two or three of us. No, there were only about two or three of us that don't like it. And then we're having this conversation about pecan pie on Sunday, I think. So Mama's asking
you. Is that too hard for you to eat now? I did some really crisp because I thought they'd be easier for you.
Hmm.
You didn't hear me, I guess. You got the speaker turned the wrong way, the mic. Neil? You got the mic pointed at the window. I'm over here. That's why it doesn't hear me.
Well, that can be, yeah. Just like the TV, right? Mute.
Yeah.
Whenever Justin comes on, mute it.
You want more toast?
No, thanks, Mom.
More toast?
No, that was good, thanks. I had, like, some this morning, too.
Are you finished?
I'll finish the peas. The plate I'm finished with.
Yeah. So this lady, president of the Multicultural Association, she's really nice. She's inviting me to Diwali party next Saturday, and I'm going, I don't have a date. So she's picking her mother-in-law up, and I didn't get a chance to ask her from where. So I'm going to be her mother-in-law's date. thanks, Mom. We should probably get going, because, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss my doctor's appointment.
So how long are you staying or in the area? Are you coming back to Calgary tonight?
Well, you know what? I thought I'd actually stay in High River tonight. Yeah. I love
You're
it.
You're staying in High River tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to the movie. And then I'm going to check out senior housing bill, subsidized senior housing. I might not qualify. We'll see. So.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the boom. You're a bit on the forward edge. So
no, the end of the baby boomers retiring.
I think I'm right at the middle.
I thought I was at the end of it.
Still went for a while.
Yeah.
No, I'm.
You know what I did on the way down yesterday, and it was so cool because it was the 50th anniversary of the Abbey Road album, and so I, you know.
Did you see the movie?
So I listened to Abbey Road on the way down, and oh my god!
But did you go see that movie now?
Oh, is there a movie about it?
Guys walking across Abbey Road, which actually doesn't exist like that anymore, yeah. But it's the cover of the movie.
Mm.
It's a guy that thinks he's actually one of the Beatles or something like that.
I saw, it's interesting because with YouTube watching old interviews and stuff, it showed, I can't remember, I think it was a British guy interviewing George Harrison, who was a quiet Beatle and probably the least appreciated Beatle. But, and also one of the top guitarists in the world, like in the top 30 anyways, his buddy Eric Clapton being number two. Ringo Starr came on, and it was really neat to see them interacting. And they get tired, upset of people saying how nobody got along, you know, after they broke up. Actually, it maybe took a few years, but they got back to being friends. Even Paul and John, they got back to being friends, you know, so. But if you saw the tribute to George Harrison, did you see that? Eric Clapton led the tribute to George Harrison. And George Harrison's son was playing with his band, and oh my god, it was like George Harrison reincarnated. Like even at the end, Paul McCartney, right at the end, got up and said something. I was just talking to George's second wife, he didn't say that, but I was just talking to Livia, and oh my God, it was like George was on stage, because the son looks incredibly like him. John Lennon's son, first son, looks incredibly like him. Paul McCartney's son looks incredibly like him. It's like, Now Ringo's kids boys don't look so much like him, but anyways, that was fun listening to the music. Yeah.
Okay. That was a big success though, the recording studio, the Abbey Road studio wasn't.
I don't remember those. I never got involved in the side issues, I didn't care. But I think with time, I kind of, a little more interesting. I guess mostly on the movies, because I want to know how they made the damn things. Mm. It just blows my mind that you can actually spend that much money and resources and stuff putting together a modern movie, because they're just huge efforts.
Have you seen the Joker?
Yeah, I went to it because of the investment newsletter.
Why? What did the investment newsletter say?
Well, the theme he was on that time was investors. These are really, really sharp guys on Wall Street, the best of the best.
So
they actually don't think their way through these things. It's all their behavior correlates with natural phenomena, like I was saying before with the geomagnetics. And so his theme was the Joker's an absolutely perfect example of a film, and it was kind of like the Dark Knight, the Batman movie before.
Yeah, because that would have been Heath Ledger played the Joker there, and that was a scary version of the Joker. Yeah.
But the theme is that
you have to even cut them up, do you, Neil?
Why would this film
you have to cut
rank
the
like a lot of the other really great films? That's, and that's all personal opinion,
well,
right? But the theme is that it ranks top
like
right now
prawn,
for a very good reason.
But grossing, yeah.
It looked like a prawn.
There was a reason why it grossed so
much. Or Sick Society? What?
It's not, it's kind of a, yeah, but it's the geomagnetic or the other influences on it. Like, is he right, is he wrong? I don't know. But those guys make money on the stock market better than anybody else. That's the foundations of technical analysis. And they actually have an explanation, whereas nobody else actually has one. So their explanation might be wrong, but what else are you going to listen to? Like me, I was wondering, what is it? Like in September, it's going out of my mind. People are agreeing with things or saying things. They never have. And nothing's changed. So why all of a sudden have they all flipped? They're like robots, intellectual robots, right?
The air doesn't get in there. Through.
Yeah, it works really good for that. So it's like we're all intellectual robots. We don't even know why we think the things we think.
I disagree, but anyways.
Well, I don't want to think that, but they're the only guys that have any support for the results in the data. So that's kind of where I, you know, I don't like some of these theories in physics, but I'd never throw them out. I don't throw out ideas. I keep lots of them that conflict with one another. Multiple conflicting hypotheses.
Are you done? Is this yours? Or no, that was the... Whose that was?
You didn't go to yoga this morning.
I can go on Thursday to make up for it.
What's today? Oh, I'm okay. I should do my stretches tomorrow. Should have done them last night.
They have, they changed the Friday yoga to Thursday. And I don't think they're getting as many people out now, so I can go down on Thursday. It's from 11:30 till 12:30.
So that's at the Norwegian Center,
yeah.
Right? So when I went to sign up to volunteer to tutor ESL, the head lady is blonde, blue-eyed, and I don't know, and the other lady is French-Canadian, so we get talking, and I asked her if she would teach me Norwegian, I said, is there a Norway club here? No, there's no Norwegian club in Quail Lake.
And I think that it's a very difficult language
to learn. Yeah. Anyway, she didn't say yes. So
they teach it down at the center.
Yeah, which I was telling her how we didn't get any of that heritage.
I didn't.
Like my grandfather was from, but we didn't get any. Yeah.
Well, he died when Billy was 2 years old.
And you know what? That but then they didn't. I mean, maybe they weren't big on you. Kind of more like assimilated. I don't know. Although there's that little town, and it's somewhere near Viking, there's a little Norwegian town.
Yeah.
Little Norway, I think it's
called. Yeah.
Big French Canadian culture.
The Swedish club is really active, and they just finished a trip, a bus trip. If I'd have thought about it, I might have tried to go.
Where did they go?
To Lethbridge.
Is that a big Swedish? No?
No, they take trips. Like they took a trip up all around central Alberta.
Mm.
And then this one, they went down to Lethbridge. They showed them through the university. They said they really enjoyed it and had...
That's a neat university, actually.
Yeah.
That's the one that a few years ago had the Grand Maison exhibit.
I'm going to Lethbridge next September in a year.
For
the Crown Jewels Convention is there.
And then I imagine you
I think for Alberta.
Might just stay on campus there then?
Or? No, I think it's for Canada. No, I would be in the next
time. Stay at Rick and Barb's?
The gal that I went to the one when it was in Medicine Hat because I was president then, so I felt like I should go. And the gal that went with me, we shared a room, so she called me yesterday to see if we'd share a room.
Oh, that's nice.
But on the way back home, we stopped at Bill's and Hussar. When coming back from, that's about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah, I like traveling Alberta, actually. Some neat little towns, like I love Viking. Viking is a neat little town. Oh yeah, and you know what's cool about Viking? All the way down, I'm thinking, oh great, I'll stop for lunch at the tea house at the train station there. I get there, it's closed. It closed last weekend or something.
Oh, yeah.
And anyways, but you can catch the train to Vancouver there. But it's something like 3 a.m. in the morning. It comes through at 3 a.m. in the morning or something. But if you were living in Viking, you could just... like leave your car at home and walk to the station.
But it's very expensive.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
You know, it was $600 to take the train from Calgary to Vancouver.
Yeah.
What did I forget?
But if you went by CNN, I think it was maybe around $400.
That's a lot, though. It's too bad because I love trains.
Yeah.
But I remember when they made the one to Vancouver almost unaffordable. Like they upped it for tourists.
I'll be right back. I forgot something.
Okay.
And I was glad, you know, like, because I've been on that train twice before. It became the Rocky Mountain, whatever. And now it's like.
Well, when Marie and Lynn came out here.
Yeah.
And then we flew to Vancouver from Calgary. Because Lynn was going to a doctor's convention. Well, Lynn had the idea they'd fly to Calgary and then we'd take the train to the Rockies, to Vancouver. So when Marie told me that, I said, well, you guys can take the train, I'm flying. And she said, why wouldn't you take the train? I said, well, it's over $600. I'm not going to take the train. So she didn't, so Lynn then said, well, let's go to Edmonton, drive to Edmonton from Calgary and take the train from Edmonton. But that was voted down, I guess, and so we flew.
No, I love trains. I remember I went across Canada on that exchange to Otrive, Quebec.
From Edmonton.
Well, the train didn't go all the way to Otrive, it went to Montreal, I think, right?
You caught it in Edmonton, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then I was on the train, remember?
Yeah.
So we went to Montreal, and then I took a bus to Sherbrooke with the group, with one group, and then I bused back to Montreal and took the train back home. But you were going to a different part of Quebec.
What do you call that even?
Saguenay.
St. Lawrence. No, St. Lawrence. Bécomo, that's where Brian Mulroney is from. I think it's, is that a lumber or a mining town? I don't even. I know one of the kids from Otrive, Jacques, like me actually, but I think it was his cabin that we went to somewhere in there. But that was cool, you know, and then I traveled across Canada, chaperoned those kids across Canada by bus. That, you know, I prefer the train.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But way more expensive, right? Like, so yeah, I've been, and then I remember wanting to do that with Joy. Like, I thought, oh my God, if this kid can finish high school, never mind ACE it, just finish high school, I'd love to go across Canada with her. But,
she didn't finish high school.
She did finish high school. Oh. Yeah.
So, well, do you remember you were mad at me because I wouldn't give you your money? I said, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what's coming, and then I lost my...
You lost your wallet.
My roommate's name was Aluna, something like Aluna Pachuna. I forget where she was from. And we get off the train at Sault Ste. Marie, was it, probably?
No, in Manitoba somewhere, just to walk around.
And then we're late, we have to make a dash for the train, and I lose my wallet out of my pocket, probably, yeah. So it's a good thing Mom was on the train.
It's a good thing Mom didn't give you the 200 bucks, or that would have been out the window.
Oh, I didn't remember that. You were portioning it, I guess, eh? You didn't give it to me till I got there.
Until you got to Montreal.
That was neat, because when we got to Otrive, well then it was a very small town and we'd walk everywhere, and they had the habit of hanging at this diner, right?
Oh God.
Oh God, I just ate a box of those last night.
Yeah, that's what I brought them down here.
Let's see, what are they?
They're the ones that Grandma loved. Remember Grandma? I gave Grandma a box of those chocolate mint Droke cookies. Then she kept going downtown Summerland asking people.
Are these girl for these, bread?
Yeah. Oh. She kept going downtown Summerland asking people for these cookies, and they're trying to explain to her, no, only the girl guys sell those. Oh, that was so cute. She
Oh, gee, I forgot all about them. They're still selling cookies, eh?
Yeah. And you know what, those guys at UFA, they were so nice, because no kidding, I just about ran out of gas.
Yeah, you're telling me that.
And then I pull into the UFA at Bashaw, and I don't have a card, and the guy, like, was no problem. He just took his card, and then I guess I felt, well, at least I could do is buy these cookies, and then I ate them all last night. Like, I mean, I didn't need that.
It happens so often, and that's our, I've stopped worrying about it. Just how much gas you got? An eighth of it? Oh, that's plain to get to Drumheller. Just head down. That's your best bet. Just keep going towards Calgary. God knows how many make it.
Well, that's the thing in those, you know, really, those small towns, you really have to be on the ball. Because if you don't have a gas station, right?
You have to have a spare gas. I mean,
you're right.
It's just stupid.
And I was stupid. Like, why didn't I gas up in Viking? Like, you know, I mean. And then I crossed the highway to go to Stettler, and the gas light's gone on, and it's like, what, 40, 30K? So then I swung, I did a U-ey, and then I thought, I checked the mileage to Bashaw, which was 12. And I thought, well, I won't, I didn't end up staying overnight in Stettler, because I drove to Bashaw. And they lucked out, they had a gas station there, and then went to Lacombe, so. I like Lacombe. It's one of my favorite cities, towns. Is it a city now? One of my favorite towns in Alberta, actually. Lacombe.
You didn't, did you stay at Lacombe or Viking?
No, I stayed at Lacombe this time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But next year I'd like to go to the Viking Festival.
When is that?
It was the weekend I came down here in June.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I didn't know. It was the weekend that I was in Waterton, and I didn't know it was on.
Oh.
But it's the same weekend as the St. Paul Music Festival, actually. Mm. Or I should say St. Paul. I stopped in St. Paul. The reason why I went that way, didn't bypass it, was there's a Parent Link Center there. So I stop at the Parent Link Center and it's closed. I mean, if I'd have waited an hour, I could have.
Yeah.
But, and it's just, you know what? It's not as nice as ours. It's smaller. I mean, we have a pretty nice building. Yeah. So they finally gave me my art wall. Yeah. I've been asking since I started for a wall to hang children's art.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
Like on one wall, they have a huge TV. And what they do is they're recycling posters of programs that we offer there.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
thinking, oh, forget that. Take that down. Put art up there. You know? We have the program guide. If somebody wants to know what programs mm-hmm. there are, give them a program guide.
Well, it was just a fad.
Well, still is. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah,
so
I got.
What time do you have to go?
I better be home by about 5 because I gotta send an email tonight for the conference. So.
Oh. Where's the conference next year?
Glasgow.
Ooh. Ooh, maybe Yvonne and I will go with you so she can see her hot Scott.
Yeah, it'll be kind of, you know, we'll see what happens, but getting strange.
I've never been to Scotland.
I'm not doing the peer reviews much anymore. I'll do it for that one conference. I haven't done it for any others this year. So I'm kind of withdrawing gradually from the community a bit. I'd like to do a neural networks project, but I'm too busy on physics now. And that, kind of looking at that now, okay, I've done this stuff, okay, I'm happy, I'm proud, I did it, the whole bit, I helped out the community. But it's sure nice trying to get work done. You know, at the end of the day.
How long have you been doing that now?
Oh, 2003, 2005.
Oh, okay.
Well, then you've only got about a year and a half left in the fire department.
No.
Are you going to continue that?
That's not taking up a lot of time because people don't have the time to put into it, so we hardly are, we're almost inactive.
Are you gonna continue that,
though? You can't, I'm only 65.
Really?
Yeah.
Age discrimination?
Yeah.
Yeah, but finally they made some concessions for common sense.
Well, for health reasons there, yeah. I mean, for example, if you're asthmatic, you shouldn't be a firefighter.
Well, they haven't got anybody else there to do it to them.
Well, we lost one, went to a funeral a few months back, and he was a bit overweight. He was on a fire call, and number one killer of firefighters, especially the volunteer ones, is heart attacks.
Did
he die on a call?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
How's that lady doing that was in the accident there? How's she doing? Yeah?
Yeah, she's actually not showing to me any signs, although...
she was limping quite a bit. She had quite a limp when I saw her, that's a year ago.
Yeah.
At the Hussar days. I didn't...
Either she's not limping as much or I've gotten used to it because I don't notice it much anymore.
Oh, I better pee first. But the dog's been in the car too long already.
So I'll go down with you so I can see Rascal.
How do you get? Oh no, I'm just down here. Yeah.
Are you going now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I hope you don't mind. I just thought that's my home. I still think of High River as home. And so I think it's going to be my choice for retiring.
Well, it'll make me happy.
Make me happier too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll come down.
Yeah, I got to pee first.
Why don't you just try to arrange and make an arrangement and live in the trailer with Richie?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I killed the guy. And you know what? I mean, I'm not sorry I sold the trailer. I'm not. Because, either you have the money to fix it up or you don't. So, and it didn't have a tub. So, but this will be interesting checking out this seniors housing. See what I can or can't get. Like, maybe I make too much.
Maybe you what?
Make too much.
Well, with your pensions?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I don't qualify for, what's that?
Old age pension.
No, I get that old age security, but I don't get the GI, what's that?
Guaranteed income.
Right, I don't get that. Well, you said that's $50, what, a month or something?
Well, for us it is.
So 50 times 10, that's...
Yeah, but you're still getting money from work, so...
I know, but...
If you weren't getting that, you probably would.
Yeah, but then I'd go nutters if I don't...
Well, I'm not saying that.
No, I'm saying I'd go nutters if I don't work. Have something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's volunteer work, that's...
Yeah, I think I had my fill of enough volunteer work for a while. If I slack off on my other projects. Trouble is they're time limited, right? Gets harder and harder to do them all the time. Whereas I can work as a Walmart welcome person when I'm senile, right?
Yeah.
So I'll save that for later. But it's, you know what, there's a lot of people that do stuff like that and it gets them out of the house. Otherwise they'd be talking to themselves, be within four walls the whole time.
Laura was talking about a guy that was greeting at Walmart. I don't know whether that was just on her trip or whether it's up in Coley. She says he's about 100. All bent over, and he always goes, "Hi, how are you?"
And you know what? Everybody shits all over Walmart, and the pukes attack it all the time in the media. They do great things. They're a great company. You know? They provide people like that a job, and the pay's not the best. No, it's the lowest pay there is. But, you know, it's got jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Better than having the whole town shut down.
Yeah.
Drum Hill is looking really bad now. They closed more stores on the main street again.
Yeah.
It's like a city in reincarnation or something.
Mm. Alrighty.
Well, have a good trip down there.
Yeah. At least it's just like At least it's just like a half an hour drive now or whatever.
I have to go to the doctor too, so I'll just
I got real compliments.
Okay, everybody's taking off. Do you want me to hang around for a bit, Dad?
And the lady at 7-Eleven, I walked in and she goes, I want your scarf. I love pandas. Where did you get those?
At the zoo.
Oh, I told her I didn't remember where you...
So she could always send to the zoo and have them mail it.
Order them, yeah.
See?
I'll tell her. Yeah, mine's in the car, actually.
A white and black panda scarf.
Oh, sorry, I put my boots on and I didn't kiss Dad.
I can't remember scarves now because of the cold weather, you know.
I
can't grow a beard, so I have to wear a scarf.
Check that I've got my cell.
I can't grow a beard, so I have to wear a scarf.
Okay.
So, Dad, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you later, alligator.
Okay.
I do that at the parent link all the time.
Yeah. It's a nice time of the year too. It's actually kind of nice.
Your teeth are in the pocket.
It looks more threatening than it is.
What's that?
The weather is actually being really nice. Really sharp and cold and crispy in the morning.
Yeah.
But it didn't take long to warm up again.
You know what?
It's nice and fresh.
Neil,
where are your keys?
So Bill.
Oh, I got them around my neck. I would have forgotten these too.
So Bill, you're home tomorrow?
I'm in Hussar tomorrow, yeah.
Let me just think of this because this is how much I hate driving now. I was thinking of maybe coming out tomorrow night.
Well, think about it. You're welcome.
And then
during the day, I'm going to be going for a run probably in the morning. Yeah. But so then there'll be a period of 3 hours or so you can't get a hold of me.
How far is it from here?
An hour and a half. Just count on that. About an hour and 10 to 20 minutes sometimes.
Yeah, and I wouldn't see you guys tomorrow.
Well, you could come out on your way.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. If he says he's not home until later, I could probably come here and then go and then stay overnight and leave from there because I work Saturday. I work Saturday. No, not Sunday though. Right.
You work this next Saturday?
I work, yeah. But not, we're making the little dias, the little lamps for Diwali on Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea then. See ya. I'll be right back up.
Adios, amigo.
Well, she looks in good humor, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, trying to get back to, I've been working on physics for a week and a half, but it's just cleaning up documents. Just trying to get things straightened out in my head and work more efficiently. And, so now it's into the interesting phase. What does it mean that a theory doesn't work?
seafood.
Pardon me?
Seafood.
Well, I like seafood more and more. It's easier for me to eat. Like, and Mom bought a whole bunch of pork chops. I just can't get it through her head. I can't chew them. I don't have any goddamn teeth. And then I swallow them whole, and then I go through shit for 2 days. Truly through shit.
Mm.
But she's got a hell of a load with me, too, you know, God.
Yeah.
And she's not getting any younger.
She's having more trouble thinking her way through things now.
Oh. Billy, she'll stop halfway up the driveway here. She don't know where she's going.
Mm-hmm.
Truly stopping, and she'll look both ways and finally start creeping. And it's pretty exciting driving with her now.
Yeah.
And that's her whole bloody life. But.
Yeah, and you can't talk to her about it. But you know, that's the freedom machine it always has been, right? If you lose the car, you're a prisoner.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell her, prisoner, shit, I haven't been out of the fucking room for a month. You know, there was a spell that you were just finished. Over a month that I had never gone out that door.
Yeah. But it'll get you.
Oh, shit.
So right being, hand pocket or left hand pocket? Keys.
I don't know.
Well, just hang them on one of the forward or backward handles.
I guess I could head over there now.
Oh, you gotta go to the doctor now. Go ahead.
No thanks.
Well, maybe I'll get going.
You get hit on the road, eh?
Yeah. I was thinking of going down to the prosthetics place, but I better wait to come down here. Just do that for one day. But I gotta phone him and talk to him before I can.
Yeah.
Because it broke it. There's part that broke after a year or so.
Part that broke on what?
On the prosthesis, the harness. So I gotta get it fixed. And get back and start working on the project. Get ready for that mass email too.
Do you need anything else to eat?
Absolutely not.